This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I welcome you all here today to celebrate Reformation Day. It's also a day, a special day, because we get to welcome the waters of baptism to Gabriel and Finn Burney and the family of faith. For those watching at home, our services is from Divine Service 1 in the Lutheran Service Book. Our hymn numbers are 794, 656, 953, 566, and 644. We'll follow the order of service received on the way in, beginning on page 3 with the confession and absolution, followed by the sharing of the peace, the processional hymn, and the order of baptism. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us kneel and be seated for the confession of sins. Let us then confess our sins to God, the Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have not done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in you and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us rise and face the center aisle of the chariot of Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And the pulpit song. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful, and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. How are you made? What's your name? Gabriel Warren Murray. What's your name? Finn Garrett Burton. Gabriel Warren Burton, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Finn Garrett Burton, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemn the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserve believing Noah and his family, eight souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his hosts in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Gabriel and Finn according to your boundless mercy, and bless them with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in them which had been inherited from Adam, and which they themselves have committed sins, would be drowned and die. Grant that they be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times, with a fervent spirit and a joyful heart, so that with all believers in your promise, they will be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the evangelical movement, the church sponsored and confessed the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the small catechism. They are, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture of the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times an example to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. Is it your intention to serve Gabriel and Finn as sponsors of the Christian faith? God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We pray together the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and glory, forever and ever.
Amen. The Lord reserve coming in and going out from this time forth and forevermore.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated, and we'll answer together with Gabriel and Finn the questions we now ask. Gabriel and Finn, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you believe in God, the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
You believe believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
You believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Yes, I believe.
Gabriel, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes.
Finn, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes.
Gabriel Warren Vernon, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God, Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you new birth through water and the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you to life everlasting. Amen. Receive these burning lights to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be ever watchful for His coming, that you may meet Him with joy and enter with Him into the marriage feast of the Lamb, His kingdom, which shall have no end. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you members of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs with us of the treasures of heaven, the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brothers in Christ, that together we might hear His word, receive His gifts, and proclaim the praises of Him who calls out of darkness to His marvelous light. Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Congregation, please rise for prayer. Let us pray. Almighty, most merciful God and Father, thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family, and have granted Gabriel and Finn new birth and holy baptism, and made them members of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as they have now become your children, you will keep them in their baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, they may faithfully grow to lead a godly life, to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, since you govern and sanctify the whole Christian church by your Holy Spirit, hear our prayers for all our members, and gracious, mercifully grant that by your grace we may serve you in true faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen. Congratulations. Takes a moment when we order this because it's sponsored. let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
And he said, Rise for the singing of the Alleluia verse. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Christ. Please be seated for the children's message.
I'm going to set a few things down here while I talk and get ready. Gave you such a big help, thank you. But what an awesome place to be here on Reformation, celebrating Reformation and baptism. How awesome to be here in God's house. One more thing. I had to bring an alley. And if Joey was resting, he might not be in a minute. What is this, Dave? A bowling ball. And so, like, bowling ball, how do you see how far I can throw it up to Mrs. Stump. No, but this one will be a little better on the ground, doesn't it? It came out of the back, didn't it? You know why?
It has air.
That's Bill Cosby's line. Why is there air? No, but you're right, because it has air in it. And what's the difference? I mean, there's probably a lot of smart people who are smart. I mean, what's the difference with these? Yeah, this one's colored orange, and it's made of a polymer, right? Well, this one's made of a polymer. But the density of this one, too, and the elasticity is just... sounds like school, huh? No, but you know what? There's an easier answer. This one's made out of... I want to bounce a ball. This one's made out of the right stuff. The right stuff, isn't it? This one's not. It's the right stuff. We hear about the right stuff all the time. You know what? We go through a lot. You ever get hurt? You ever drop a bowling ball on your toe? Did it hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever get sick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your toys ever break? Yeah. Did you ever lose anything? So many problems, don't we? Yeah, but you have a birthday. Yeah, that's fun, isn't it? Yeah. What else? Do you ever go to a wedding with mom and dad? How fun is that? Do you ever go to a baptism?
Yeah.
Yeah, how awesome is that? All these special. Do you ever wake up in the morning and see the sunrise and say, woo! What a great day. Yeah. We have all these things. You know what? We're going to sing a hymn that's called A Mighty Fortress. We got all this stuff in life. You know what? What if it was just, well, God helps us from every need, right? Yeah, we pray that He would give us this day our daily bread. Yeah, that's good. Lead us not into temptation. Yeah, it is good. But what about all that stuff? What about when we lose each other? When I was a little older than you, and my brother was about as big as you, we lost him at SeaWorld. Have you ever been to SeaWorld? Yeah. Or Kings Island. Did you ever get lost at Kings Island? Kind of scary? Yeah. It can be. We have lots of things that can scare us in life, but you know what? A mighty fortress is about who? Who's a mighty fortress about? Who is the strongest thing you can ever think of? The strongest? Jesus, God. Yes, and we've read all these great Bible verses, and you know what the reading for today is from Psalm 46. We didn't read that, but I'm going to tell you part of it, because it's called God is Our Fortress. And the song we're going to sing next is partly based on this. The first verses say, God is our refuge and strength. What if we had somebody that whenever we lost something, or we broke something, or anything bad happened, what if we had somebody we could go to and ask for comfort and peace? Do you know anybody like that?
Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. What if every time you saw an easy little penny, you read it, and you know what it says? It doesn't say Caesar. It says, in God we trust. What if every time we saw that, we remembered God is our fortress and we can trust in God? You know what? We can do that. We can pray all the time. And you know what? And before I forget, because of your baptism, I'm going to wrap up with a prayer, but before we do that, in order with our baptism, welcoming the Holy Spirit into your and Ben's hearts today, we at Emmanuel want to welcome you to the family here. You joy with us? Good thing. But everybody's going to say, after you, we're going to say, welcome to the family, Gabe and Finn. You know those guys? All right, one, two, three.
Welcome to the family, Gabe and Finn.
Finn's out with your dad, but he heard us. A good microphone. Awesome. We say the words as a prayer. We say the words of Psalm 46 to me. We're going to say the first two verses, okay? God is our refuge.
God is our refuge.
in trouble.
In trouble.
Therefore,
therefore,
we will not fear.
We will not fear.
Though the earth gives way.
Though the earth gives way.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks.
We continue with our sermon, Hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and let us rise for this hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. If God really is God, why does he allow so much evil? Why is there war? Why is there human trafficking? Why do people abuse children? Why do people harm themselves? Why is there sickness, disease, disability, dementia, and death? Why is there abortion? Why is there murder, rape, and robbery? Why is there poverty? Why are there so many politicians who are so corrupt, making themselves wealthy instead of serving the people? Why is there so much evil in the world? You know there is a loving God who created this world, and yet you look around and think, things don't look right. This is what John the Baptist and his disciples are thinking just prior to our gospel lesson today, as John is languishing in Herod's prison. He must be thinking, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. I am a prophet of God. I am the one preparing the way for Jesus. And yet, here I sit in the darkness of this prison. Things don't look right. John's disciples go to Jesus to question what's going on. Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? They're really saying to Jesus, if you are really the Messiah, why is John in prison? And Jesus answered them, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up. And the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. Jesus is offensive because he does not meet the people's expectations. Proof of Jesus' identity is not found in earthly power and glory, but it's found in the blind, the lame, the lepers, the deaf, the dead, and the poor. Jesus commends John the Baptist as more than a prophet. But what does it mean to be great in the kingdom of heaven? Truly I say to you, among those born of women there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Later, when the disciples are arguing about which of them is the greatest, Jesus teaches them about true greatness. Truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven is the one who knows he has nothing to offer. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Children, the blind, the lame, the deaf, the dead, the poor, these are the greatest. This doesn't look right. What kind of greatness is this? And then we come to our gospel reading today. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. John has been arrested and imprisoned, and will soon have his head cut off because he spoke God's truth about marriage and adultery to Herod Antipas. Jesus also will soon be arrested and mocked and whipped and crucified.
There is violent opposition to the kingdom of heaven. 10 of Jesus' remaining 11 disciples will meet violent deaths because they preach and teach about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Jesus is God in flesh. He is the King of the universe, and yet he and his people suffer violence. Things don't look right. People violently attack Jesus. So it should come as no surprise to us today when there are so many influential people that hate anyone who believes the Bible is authoritative and true, and want to relegate us who believe that to the fringes of society labeled as ignorant extremists. It should be no surprise when violence is used to try to silence the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection. There are certainly many places in the world today where confessing Jesus is Lord will get you beaten, imprisoned, or murdered. Lately, especially in Nigeria. In this environment of violent opposition, Jesus talks about how the people are indifferent and inconsistent in what they are looking for in a Messiah. The people want a Savior of their own design. They're disappointed when Jesus doesn't fulfill their desires. He doesn't dance to their tunes. But to what shall I compare this generation? It's like children sitting in the marketplace calling to their playmates. We played the flute for you and you didn't dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Jesus and John do not meet the people's expectations. They're not doing what the people think they should be doing. John is too harsh. Jesus is too loose. John dresses funny and lives in the desert. Jesus hangs around with low-life sinners. And the next line in the ESV Bible is, yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. A better, more natural translation is, and so wisdom was declared innocent of her own works. The people are familiar with the wisdom of God, but they assume that the wisdom of God is the same as their wisdom, that God's ways are their ways. What they cannot accept is that the wisdom of God sent John the Baptist and Jesus to do what they have been doing. The people don't like what they see. They reject John and they reject Jesus. They want something different. It's an all too common thing for people to reject Jesus because he does not meet their expectations. Today we celebrate Reformation Day when we remember that on the eve of All Saints' Day in the year of 1517, Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the door of All Saints Church, the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany, in protest of the sale of indulgences. Luther wanted to get back to Scripture alone and stop the abuse of faithful Christians by those who do not accept the Jesus of the Bible, who freely forgives sins. The Roman Church rejected the free grace of God in Jesus. Instead, they worked out schemes to raise huge amounts of money by selling forgiveness certificates. The leaders' lavish lifestyles and their exquisite buildings of the Roman Catholic Church required a great deal of money, and Luther was getting in the way of them collecting it from German peasants. Luther was bold in challenging the authority of Pope Leo X, and he was found guilty of heresy. And he was sentenced to death. He became a wanted man, wanted dead or alive. The emperor and the pope wanted to burn Luther at the stake because he dared to teach that Jesus freely forgives sins. Violence tried to snuff out the truth of the gospel. Violence is used against the reign of heaven in many places, but another more subtle enemy of the kingdom of heaven is your rebellious desire for a Jesus to meet your own expectations. So many people wanted Jesus to make all things look right, right now. They want a Jesus to do what they want him to do and a Jesus who teaches what they want him to teach. There's a great temptation to dismiss the real Jesus and create a false Jesus who will do what you want. We live together in this fellowship, in this world, where we look around and we say, things don't look right. We look at our own lives and say, things don't look right. We know things don't look right. And so, like we just did this evening, we are baptized into the kingdom of heaven. Because things don't look right, we gather together to confess our sins and receive absolution. Because things don't look right, we gather together to hear the truth of God's word and receive Jesus' body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. And forgiven, we live together in weakness and lowliness in a world that doesn't look right, in love and service to our neighbor. And we look forward to the last days when Jesus will return in power and glory, and he'll destroy evil forever, and he will make all things look right. And so we pray, come, Lord Jesus, thy kingdom come. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise to sing the creedal hymn.
Tom Martin recovered from foot surgery.
Having confidence in our justification by grace through faith and having access to the Father in Jesus' name, let us turn our hearts in prayer on behalf of ourselves, the church, and all people according to their needs. Almighty God, who has shown your faithfulness by raising up those in every generation to call your church to repentance and renewal, continue to raise up voices in our own day to herald the truth of your word and proclaim the faith in purity and truth against all enemies. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Everlasting Father, you do not desire the death of the sinner, but want all to come to faith and life in Christ. Raise up faithful pastors who will preach your word without fail and teach the doctrine delivered to the saints that many may hear and believe. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, your word has been the light and salvation throughout the ages. Help us to bring your grace to those in darkness and grant them freedom through the forgiveness of their sins. Bless the missionaries serving far and near and new congregations they establish in your name. Lord, in your mercy. God of power and light and might, you have established governments in order and law for the protection of all people and to preserve the freedom to worship you in spirit and in truth. Grant to Donald, our president, Michael, our governor, the Congress of these United States, and the legislature of our state, wisdom, humility, and integrity that they may all may enjoy true justice and the protection of life from its conception to its natural end. Lord, in your mercy. Holy and gracious God, your power is revealed chiefly in showing mercy to those in need. Give the sick healing, to the troubled peace, to the grieving comfort, and to the dying peace. Hear us first on behalf of Carol, Walter, Cora, Adam, and Tom, and those who gain our hearts before you. According to your gracious promise, grant patience to those in tribulation and trial. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God and Father, your Son has set his table among us and gives us his own flesh and blood to be the bread of heaven that feeds us everlasting life, and the cup of salvation in which our thirst is satisfied forever. Give us, O Holy Spirit, that we may commune worthily and in repentance and faith feast upon his holy sacrament. Bring us at last to the day when all earthly divisions will cease, and we will be one people before the altar of the Lord. Until that day, preserve among us your word and sacraments. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God and Father, we pray that you grant us all good things that will benefit us in body and soul and prevent anything harmful to us and to our salvation. Teach us to live in contentment with your will and purpose and in the freedom you alone supply, to serve you with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Thank you.
who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
thank you.
preserve you in true faith of the life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Lord bless you.